Well, good morning.
It is great to see you. Can y'all believe that today is Christmas Sunday? The Sunday before Christmas. I know every year at this time I come up here and I likely say the same thing. Well, it seems like the year flew by. But this year in particular, doesn't it seem like a chunk of the year was just taken away? Right? We are so excited to be here today to celebrate and to spend so much of our time today in worship as we worship through song. But let me share a few things with you before we begin this morning. First of all, it's that time of year where we select new men to serve as deacons of the church. Every 3 years, we have five men that rotate off from their service time and five new deacons that begin their three-year term serving. And so this year we ask all members of Northside to vote in this way. It's never been more simple. If you have the church app, when you open that up, you'll see Deacon Ballot. You can click on that right there, and you can select up to five men from that list. It's as simple as putting your information in and just hitting the check boxes. It's that easy. If you don't have the church app, you should get it, right? If you don't have it and can't get it, well then, not only that, we have sent out an email to all members of the church, and so you can click on the link there in that email, and you can do it that way. Let's see, if you don't have a smartphone, you can't do the app, you don't even have access to email, well, anytime between now and next Sunday, if you'll come by the church office, we'll print you one out, and you can do it manually, okay? We'll make sure that you get taken care of. But members of Northside, please take an opportunity to do that. Also, don't forget, this Thursday is December the 24th. Should ring a bell with most of you. That's Christmas Eve, right? Meaning if you don't have Christmas shopping done yet, you're in trouble, right? Walgreens has only got so much stock, right? But it is our Christmas Eve service. This year, we are going to have two candlelight services, the first at 3 o'clock and the second one at 5 o'clock. Our 5 p.m. service will also be live stream and recorded, so you can watch it live at 5 o'clock from home or any time after that through the recording. But please take an opportunity, whether you're able to join us or joining us online, we hope to see you one way or the other. We are certainly excited about this year's celebration. We know today also marks the end of our sermon series as we've looked to carols, a reason to celebrate for us today. And as I've said, it's not that I'm preaching through the carols, but looking at some of the classic carols of the past and pulling them out and looking at the scripture that inspired their writings. And today we're going to look at a very well-known carol, and it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You know, it was written by Charles Wesley, the brother of John Wesley, the Wesley brothers, right? You probably know them better, Charles Moore from his writing of hymns and Christian songs, and his brother John from his great preaching and sermons. But both of the Wesley brothers were incredible evangelists that literally turned England upside down in their day. And Charles, this great evangelist and writer, says this: "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph o'er the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King." We know in him penning this, there are a couple words there that aren't in our typical everyday vernacular today. First, that word hark, right? We don't use that a lot. It's not one you drop on the street often, right? But hark simply means this: listen. That's all it means. Hark, the herald angels sing. What's he saying? He said, listen to what these angels are singing, what they are proclaiming and praising. But the second word that we don't use often either is that word herald. Now, we did look at that last week. You may recall in Isaiah 52:7, which said, Isaiah wrote, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the herald, who proclaims peace, who brings news of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." And you may remember I said then that the heralds, they were messengers that would come from afar. And the lookouts high on the mountains would watch. And just by looking at their feet, seeing how quick they were coming, that they would know the importance of that message. All right? And they may be bringing messages from distant lands. They didn't have cell phones and email back then, right? So they're bringing that important news or maybe news of an invading army that's coming in. And so, man, when they were running, they knew that herald was bringing important news. But not only that, but also in this day, heralds were used in another way. In fact, husbands and wives would literally hire heralds to proclaim the birth of their child. and unfortunately, ladies and secondborns, to proclaim the birth of their firstborn son because he would carry on the name of the family. And so they would want everybody to know about this. And the more money that family had, man, the more profound and spectacular then that herald, that announcement would be. You see, for a poor family, they would just maybe ask that crazy old uncle that's loud anyway to go out in the streets, right, and tell everybody, hey, he's here, you know, kind of that thing. But if a family had money, well, then they would hire literally professional heralds. And they would be, these heralds that would be donned in these incredible gowns and ride on the back of a white steed, a white stallion, a white horse, right? And they would likely have an entourage with them and a trumpet blasting as they would go literally not only through those streets near the house, but throughout the entire city. And even reaching out into the neighboring towns and cities to tell everybody that their son is here, the child was born. And you know, we do that today too, don't we? Hey, what I mean is this way. For most folks, when your child is born, you grab a picture, right? One of a million, and you grab that photo and you post it on social media, right? You put it out there and you put, you know, when they were born, what the length and the weight of the baby was and everything. You want them to know all the details, a shriveled up picture of the child and all that, right? Like, here they are, they're here. You want everybody to know. That, by the way, is the only time in history you'll ever post your weight on social media, most likely. But unless, you know, we do that. We want the world to know. But for families that have money, they go a step farther, don't they? They take it to the next level. Not only do they do all the social media stuff that everyone does, they'll even have those printed birth announcements. You know what I'm talking about? On that fancy vellum paper. You know, it's got a picture of the child and all that information. And they mail it out. And not only when they put it in the envelope, they put that little sheet of tissue paper in there too. So you know it's special when you got the tissue paper. Back in the day, that was to keep the ink from smearing. Today, we use toner. It's not even necessary, but it tells you it's fancy, right? So you put that in there, and they put the little seal over it, and they put it out because they want everybody to know. They want to make the investment. And what about when a celebrity has a child? Whew. Man, they're all in, aren't they? I mean, they invite the paparazzi to come in. They want the world to see this child is here, right? They'll have documentaries made of this child's birth, right? They'll go with everything they've got. You know, with Joseph and Mary, when Jesus was born, they were poor. There was no one there to herald the news. It was just them there in the stable. They were so poor, they literally had to lie the Savior of the world, Jesus, in a manger. They had no money. They had no one there to herald the good news. And so God sent His heralds. He sent His angels, the heavenly hosts, the multitudes, the armies of God. The skies opened up, and they were the ones to herald this good news that Jesus had come. And so Charles writes this, hark or listen to the announcement then of these angels. We find that in Luke chapter 2. We've looked at that several times throughout this series. Beginning of verse 8 says, in the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly then, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people He favors. God chose to be the heralds of His Son, His one and only Son, the Savior of this world. He chose the heavenly host, the angels, to be the herald of this news. And who did the angels share it with first? The shepherds. I mean, of all people, the shepherds. Why? So that we would know today that Jesus came to save all people. He came to, of all the people, the shepherds, the lowest of all, those that were rejected by nearly everyone on this planet, to be the first to receive that good news. Why? So the hope would be for us today that, you know, you can receive that good news too. You can receive that same salvation. Amen. And the message of the song then and the message of the angels that they rang out that day was simply this, that God and sinners would now be reconciled through this birth. You know, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 18, everything is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed the message of reconciliation even to us. Verse 21, he made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might now become the righteousness of God. He said this, God sent his one and only Son down to this earth. Why? So that everyone, all people, me and you and everyone could be reconciled to him. See, Jesus came down so that we could go up to be with God eternally. And folks, can I tell you something? That's reason to sing today. Amen? That's reason for us to herald, to proclaim, to sing that Jesus has come and Jesus came to save. You know, the Bible doesn't say that the angels were singing that night. It didn't say that, but it does say that they were proclaiming. And it does say that they were praising God. And if you read the Bible from Psalms all the way to Revelation, you'll see where the angels even today are circling the throne of God and praising and singing to him. You know, I think we could go as far as to say this. That night, out there on that plane, in the pitch dark, when the skies opened up and the heavenly hosts were there proclaiming, heralding this good news that Jesus came. Listen, folks, those angels had waited for thousands of years to share this message. I believe they were singing. I believe that was the first Christmas concert. Amen? And so today, we spend the rest of our time doing just that, singing and praising God for the gift that he gives to us. We're blessed to have with us Miss Tiffany Coburn this morning, who's going to share not only her wonderful voice, but a wonderful message as well. Let's pray together. Father, we love you. And God, we so thank you that you chose to love us. God, you chose to give your Son to come down to this broken world because of your love for us, that we could be reconciled to you, and one day we could go and be with you in heaven for eternity. And Lord, I pray today as we continue in our time of worship, as we worship through song, Lord, as we've worshiped through the Word to this point, Lord, that you would just take our worship and that it would be pleasing to you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. So grateful to be with you today. Thank you, Pastor. That was wonderful.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. Shelters thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires e'er have been granted in what he ordaineth? All of creation sings the King. To the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. if with his love he befriend thee. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Praise to the Lord, oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Gladly forever adore him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Let's keep praising him this morning with this wonderful old hymn. It's talking about our blessed assurance. Oh, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy at last. Oh, we're watching and waiting, looking. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior, praising my Savior, praising my Savior all the day long.
All right.
Oh, that's something to praise the Lord about, isn't it? Our blessed assurance. Oh. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, right at the end, it says, and these three things remain. We're talking about love. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is what? Love. Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's the sunrise breaking through the darkest night. It's the hand that reaches and leads you to the light. It's the voice of a Savior telling you you're not alone. It's the arms of mercy holding us close. Love is a way of always showing up at the right time, at the right place, to broken hearts in need of grace. Love has a way of always reaching out somehow to every one of us. It's just the way of love.
Listen to this one. This is good.
It's a phone call of forgiveness that is undeserved. It's the kind word that leaves us better than we were. It's the touch of compassion, the moment that we need it most. It's the arms of mercy holding us close. Love has a way of always showing up at the right time, at the right place, to broken hearts in need of grace. Love has a way of always reaching out somehow to every one of us. It's just the way of love. It never fails, rescuing the lost like the manger. Cross love has a way of always showing up at the right time, at the right place, to broken hearts in need of grace. Love has a way of always reaching out. It's just the way of love, the way of love.
Amen. There's a lot of really good in that song. You know, let's fill this place with God's word. Let's fill this place with scripture. So let's say John 3:16, okay? All together. Ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now that is love. Amen. That, what a promise. All right. Well, hello. Hello. Freezeboro, like I'm freezing. So I'm this girl from Florida, not originally, but it doesn't matter. My blood is still thin because I've been there long enough that I need a coat everywhere I go here because it's chillier here. And the fact that these precious girls in the front are drinking like frappuccinos or whatever that are like iced, I can't believe it. I would have a hot coffee. Like that's, I don't get that, but okay. Anyway, I'm so happy to be here, really thrilled. I got some friends that are here with me, my niece and my friend Wayne and Kim. And if there's friends out there that I haven't met yet, hello, glad you're here. I've been married 27 years and to a wonderful guy named Chip, and we have a daughter named Paris, and she is 18 and about to go to college. Bye. No, she's watching, so she's like, I'm sure. Mom, we have a great time in my house. We are a family that laughs all the time. That's all we do is laugh, which is real cool. So, but my full-time job is I sing at Epcot. Who's been to Epcot to see the Voices of Liberty? Anybody? A few of you. So I'm usually in a big Victorian dress. I'm the tallest girl there. You can't miss me. But that's been my full-time job for years, 27 years. I've been there a long time, and it's been amazing. But when I'm not there, I get to be traveling around and singing in churches, which, truth be told, is my love. It's my absolute love that I get to share God's love with you and God's amazing salvation message with you. So I'm thankful for that. So in the spirit of this fabulous stage, I mean, isn't this wonderful? You guys do it up right here. Yeah? You do it up right. So in the spirit of all this, let's do just a little bit of, you know, Christmas songs. Would that be okay? Just get in the spirit, okay? Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I wait going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, then all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, then all the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. Yeah, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And then there's the hustle and bustle that we're just all about to do here. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. That's going to be us in like 2 days. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells, silver. Time in the city.
hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
This is when the big band takes it over. Where is your band? Are they still in the hallway? You know, it's just a little something to get you in the mood. You know, I have lots of presents purchased. I'm saying that on purpose because my daughter's probably watching, but I haven't wrapped them yet. I mean, so that's what our hustle and bustle is about to be. Well, in light of Pastor's sermon series, which is wonderful, thank you so much, I thought we'd do a little sing-along, a little, you know, carol sing-along. So I brought along my wonderful friend, Wayne. If you would make him welcome today. This is Wayne Hahn. And he's from here in Nashville, which is very convenient. Wayne is, he's special. He's special. He's special in his own right. He, not only is he one of my dearest friends, but he is also my music producer and song finder and vocal coacher and all the things. So it's kind of like you're singing in front of your high school music teacher. So anyway, but he is graciously, he doesn't, you know, do this kind of menial tasks as playing. I'm being funny. But he has graciously decided to come here to play piano for me so that we could sing some carols. You know, growing up, I did all kinds of caroling at people's houses, right? We used to, you know, like at my youth group, we would have hot chocolate and we'd, you know, have some little munchies and then we'd go caroling with books and you'd go door to door. And, you know, we don't do that anymore, which is kind of a drag. So, but before we get started, I wanted to sing Pastor's favorite song. I heard somebody told me that it was your favorite song, so I just thought I'd do a little bit of it. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave... It's not his favorite song? It's not one of his favorite songs. Let me just put that out there. Yeah, that was a joke. I did actually... I was told what your favorite song was. Where is the line for Jesus? Right? Or something like that. The cackling in the back is, I totally don't know the melody to that, so I just made it up. So I will learn that next time I come, and we will do that with your big choir that's going to be here, right? Your choir's going to be back. I heard they were back last week. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Just every little bit. Baby steps, everybody. It's so good. Anyway, you're a good sport, Pastor. Thank you. So let's sing some songs. Just a few songs. We're going to put the words on the screen so nobody stress out. And we're going to do start with Hark the Herald Angels Sing because of your wonderful message, Pastor. Okay, ready? Here we go. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the tribe.
Christ my highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King.
I want to do something here. Girls, why don't you come up here? Both of you. Come on, come on. Come on. You don't, you leave your frappuccinos, just, unless you have hot coffee, I don't want you. Okay, okay. So, aren't they darling? Yeah, so what's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella. What's your name?
Gracie.
Gracie. Listen, this is the best part about teenagers. Can I just tell you? They're just joyful. They're 1 minute. The next minute, you're upset. I know. With all kinds of emotions. Come on, let's sing these last two songs together, okay? Yeah? All right, just nice and loud, because we need people to sing, okay? We're going to do the last verse, and then we're going to go into the other songs. You join me? All right, here we go. Hail the head, one prince of peace. Hail the son of righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. For this next one now. You're doing so good. You're not scared, are you?
Oh, I'm terrified.
But these are just carols. We're singing at somebody's door right now, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, little town of
Bless her heart. You're doing so good. Come on now. We got more to do now. Come on.
I only have
two arms and, you know, so get in here.
Ready?
For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. Oh, morning stars,
ladies, this is the last carol. Tell everybody to sing.
Everybody, please sing. Please.
Come on, we want you to be worship leaders someday. Here we go. Everybody, here we go.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive. Sing, and heaven and nature sing.
He rules the world.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nation prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love. And
wonders, big finish, his love. Will you tell these wonderful girls thank you? Completely unplanned. They're just wrecks. Thanks, you guys. You did so good. You did so good. Listen, that's important. Those kinds of wonderful moments to share. Thank you, Wayne, very much for playing for us. Appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Carols, you know, they're like hymns. You know, they're foundational. They're foundational, and they're powerful messages. They're powerful messages, and unlike last Christmas, which, you know. I was raised in a very strong Christian family. Very thankful for that. And one of the matriarch of our family was my mom's mom, my grandma Marsh, and she was the one who in my life led me to the Lord at 8 years old. And I absolutely understood it, and I never looked back. And so my her example of a Christ-like life is just deep inside me. And, she's passed on now several years, but her influence is here. This is her Bible. And, oh, my goodness, the treasure that this is for me. She instilled in all of us. I have two siblings. I'm the third one. Sorry. You know, yeah, I'm just a singer, people. I don't count. Math is not my strong point. my siblings and I were encouraged to learn God's word from my grandmother very, very strongly. And so I can honestly say that the scriptures that I learned at her feet are the ones that I truly remember. And anyway, this was one of them. But, you know, because I'm just a little bit on the nervous side, I just thought I'd read it. But Pastor already shared with us a portion from Luke 2. But that is the most descriptive part of the Christmas story. It's in the Gospels, all of them here and there, different ways. But this one is really powerful. So Luke 2, starting in verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were very much afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they'd made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Star has faded,
will. I'll look at you with wonder, dreaming of this first night when I heard you cry. Someday you'll take your tiny fingers and with just a touch will cause the blind to see. Someday you will walk with strangers, but tonight I'll rock you. Of all the people, the light and life divine. Someday, well, you will speak the words and touch the hearts of many.
It's a powerful picture, isn't it? Well, you know, we all hear everybody say, well, boy, this has been a really hard year, don't we? It has. And, you know, we all have our own stories about this year, don't we? We all have our own quarantine tales. I'm certainly not exempt from anything. And I don't share this to get any kind of sympathy. I'm just sharing my heart, sharing my story. But my mother-in-law had to move in with us because she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and that was hard. It was hard for the family. And then right after that,
My father passed away very suddenly, not from COVID, but he was my champion. Next to my husband, he was my champion and my guy. And so that was very hard. So that was another layer. And then COVID happened. That was intense. And then I lost my job. And you know, I know that we've all lost, we've had losses. We've all, some people have lost their jobs or their businesses. We've certainly lost steam. We're just tired of wearing masks. We're tired of not being able to meet our friends. We're tired of not being able to hug each other. But, you know, all the chaos that's going around and all the changes that seem to be happening, you know, that chaos, I'm here to tell you and remind you that that's not from our Lord, okay? That is from the enemy, and we need to let that go. So that doesn't mean things get better. That means that we look up. Because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? It's true. And we just need to keep looking up. And I was asked once, what did you learn from this year? What have you learned? Trust. I didn't have it in the beginning, I'm not going to lie. And there's days when I'm frustrated. We're all there. But we need to look up and we need to trust him. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but plans to give you a hope and a future." He sees it all. We have to trust him. Because he is still on the throne. He is still in control. And I just want to remind you of that today. This wonderful song that I want to sing for you is a hymn by Fanny Crosby. And it talks about the beautiful character of our Lord. And there's a verse at the end that talks about the saints singing with the angels around the throne. You know, that's what we're going to do forever. That's what we're going to do forever. We're going to sing his praises and worship our God forever. So when I sing this song, it reminds me that that's where my dad is right now. And if you have a loved one that's passed on, that's where they are today with Jesus. Look up, my soul, with tranquil eye. Behold a friend in Jesus. Be not afraid when storms are nigh, but cast thy care on Jesus. His hand thy fragile heart will guide. Oh, trust thy all to Jesus. His voice will hush the troubled tide. Then sweetly lean on Jesus. Not all the love of earthly mold is worth the love of Jesus. 'Tis purer, brighter, far than gold. Oh, precious love of Jesus. Though friends forsake and pleasures die, then closer cling to Jesus. Look up, my soul, with tranquil eye, and calmly rest in Jesus. And safely anchored home at last,
to dwell forever with Jesus. Recount thy many trials fast and give the praise to Jesus. Oh, sing with all the hosts of light around the throne of Jesus. Ooh, shout Hosanna day and night. All glory be to Jesus. Shout Hosanna day and night. All glory be to Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Sing it with me. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the
with me.
Oh, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Tell him,
how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and he'll take us home, what joy shall fill our hearts? Then we shall bow in humble
great he is. God bless you, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, Tiffany and Wayne, for not only coming to share your voice with us this morning, but also to share your heart. We so appreciate you. And you'll want to be praying for her, I believe. Tiffany, you are headed to the airport just here in a moment. Is that right? So you're going to be flying back to Florida. And thinking about us freezing here in Murfreesboro, I'm sure, but pray for her traveling mercies as well. You know, word has it that it is snowing outside. Now, it's not snowing anywhere else in Murfreesboro, but it is snowing at Northside Baptist Church. And so I say that when you leave today, and if you're joining online, see what you missed today? When you leave, watch your step. Be careful. I promise you, it will be snowing when you leave. You know, we began our time this morning with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, Paul, in his letters to Timothy, his understudy, the young pastor that he was training up to follow in his footsteps, in both letters, both 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, Paul was talking about his calling and kind of boiling it down. And he said this, that he was called to be a herald of the gospel. That word gospel we use a lot and look at it. The Greek word euangeloi means simply good news. And Paul said, you know, with everything I've been through, with all the knowledge he had and everything else, he said, I can boil it down to this. I've been called to be a herald to tell others the good news that Jesus came. You know, the shepherds, when they left the stable, when they left the manger that day, Luke tells us this, that they went around telling everybody what they had seen and what they had heard. They became heralds as well. You know, just like Paul's calling, and just like we saw that transformation of these sinful shepherds to be heralds, you know, everyone in this room, all believers are called to be heralds today. That's what we're called to do too. Friends, to go and to tell everybody the gospel, the good news that Jesus came. Isaiah, prophet of God. The prophet just means that God literally speaking through him to the people. But Isaiah's unique calling was to be a prophet, to be a herald of the coming Messiah. And here's what Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 9. He said, "Zion, herald of good news, go up on a high mountain. Jerusalem, herald of good news, raise your voice loudly, raise it, and do not be afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God." He reminds the people that we're to be a herald, to go and to share the good news, to tell everyone, and do not be afraid. Friends, we in today's world, there are so many people around you that are afraid. They're scared of what they see on TV, on the news, what's happening in their life and in their family and around the world. We live in a fearful world right now. But we have the gospel, the good news that Jesus came and that he overcame all that this world has. And he calls us then to be heralds, to share this because the world needs to hear it. Jesus came. That's what the angels proclaim. He's here. But folks, he came to go to a cross so that he could be there for your sins and for my sins. That's why he came. And you know, for every one of us here in the room today, we're in one of two places. We're either a place where we need to receive that gift that God gave to us through Jesus Christ, to understand and to receive the peace, the hope, the joy, the happiness, but more than anything else, to be reconciled to a holy God. And if that's you and you've never made that step, friends, it's as simple as just saying, "God, I know I'm a sinner. God, I want you to save me from my sins. And I trust you to be the Lord of my life." That's as simple as it is. Would you dare leave today not having made that prayer? Not being reconciled to a holy God and having the peace, hope, love, and joy that God desires for you? And for everyone else, if you're here today and you're a believer, then you, me, we're called to be heralds of the good news. Friends, I don't want you to just be encouraged to go and share the good news today. I want your heart to be pricked. I want us to be convicted as a church. Listen, who will you share the message with today? Will you be a herald of good news? Let's pray. Father, we love you. And once again, God, we just thank you. Thank you that we have a message, regardless of what's happening in our world, we have a message of good news, of great joy for all people. There is no one who has sinned too much. There is no one who is too far away. God, you gave your Son. Jesus, you came down to this earth so that you could go to that cross and allow us to go to heaven with you. God, if there's anyone here today who doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, I pray that right now they would cry out to you. Both those in this room and even those watching online, to simply make that prayer. God, I know that I'm a sinner, but I want you to save me. And for all the rest who already know you, God, that you would not only equip us, but encourage us, convict us, God, to be your heralds today, to share your good and perfect news. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to invite you to stand as we close this time. But now listen, don't forget, Thursday, for those who can, both at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, we'll have our live candlelight services here. Our 5 o'clock will be available online as well. So please don't miss those opportunities. And church, let me say this. I love you. This staff loves you. And this staff is loved by you. And it is our prayer and our hope that you will have a Merry Christmas this year. God bless you. You're dismissed.